reflect a expansion, if you will, of staff's arguments to the planning board the last time the item was before you. What follows those first few pages is identical to what was presented previously.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I'm sure that I know that all the board members have read the revised packet. And we did have a public hearing previously, so we will not be taking public testimony. We also had a lot of deliberation, so we may be able to move fairly quickly, or maybe not. The floor is open to board members who wish to further discuss the matter or make motions.
I did reread the staff's document, and the only conclusion I could come to is that the staff just reconfirmed the necessity for me to agree with this recommendation. I particularly like the paragraph, the closing paragraph, where staff reiterates that the desire of requesting from Calathea Farm for access to the Potomac River overlooks should not take precedence over the need to adequately steward the sensitive natural, archaeological, historical resources at these sites. And I emphasize the next, which is for me a very, very critical line, and that is, for little gain in the overall quality of equestrian-related recreational experiences offered in the park and surrounding area, we risk degrading. And I don't have to finish the rest, but that's a very, very powerful, powerful summary paragraph, and that sentence for me captures it all. And I hope that my being tardy didn't delay and it won't disappoint what I'm going to say next. And that is that.
That's why we delayed. We didn't want to miss one moment of your commentary.
If this were a development team asking for this, we would be killing them for the request of exclusivity and special prerogative that's implied here. And I see this as no different from that standpoint. And I would make a motion, Mr. Chair, that we support the staff recommendation.
I'll second the motion.
And a second to support the staff recommendation. Discussion.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the motion. I will not support the motion, but my thinking on it is different from the thinking that I expressed in our discussion session last time. I agree with Commissioner Bryant that it isn't a good idea to only allow one group access, the group from Calathea Farm. I'm thinking about that. I also agree with staff that a permit system would be unwieldy, but even if it were workable, I don't think that is a proper thing to do in a public park. I thought about this. It's never been my view to favor any one particular group over another. In fact, it's something that I have a lot of difficulty with. So I don't think that it should be by permit. However, when we did discuss it, we looked at the two points of access to the Potomac Overlook, one more challenging and representing more serious environmental questions than the other. And as I remember, I guess we don't have the map up, and I know my...
Well, let's put the map up if we could. Thank you.
Could we? There we go. And correct me now if I'm characterizing incorrectly, but it was my understanding, it was the suggestion that I think it's the more southern access point is a little wider and is not, the first one is very steep and gets very, yes, that's what I call the first one. It's very steep and gets very, very narrow. If one were to try to actually get all the way to the overlook. And the other one is much, much wider for a longer point of time, but towards the end it also narrows, but not nearly as dramatically as the first one. So I also said at the time that you know, this was something that I thought we should try out as a pilot, not have it written in stone. That obviously the concerns of impact are real. I understand that. I don't dispute that. But the question is, how great will the impact be? Is there the means to monitor and maintain it? It will require more if there is equestrian use allowed. We have, as I understand it, mainly our trail maintenance is by volunteers. Is that?
We have a volunteer-based program that supplements career and seasonal staff that are responsible for trail maintenance. All trail monitoring is done by staff. All staff also oversee all maintenance efforts. Things that are not technical in nature, for example, removing brush, pulling vines, shoveling dirt, can be done by volunteers. But anything that involves construction activities, be it boardwalk, bridges, so-called turnpike devices, what have you, are done by career staff, occasionally with help from volunteers.
Well, thank you. So how have we dealt with the deer problem? Have we been able to address that through the amount of maintenance that we have in Blockhouse?
I'm not following your question as it regards the relationship between deer and...
Well, I'm sorry. It's just that when I was reading, I was rereading the master plan, it said that one of the greatest problems in the park has been, I think you call it the deer predation problem.
The depredation of white-tailed deer on vegetative resources in the park.
Right. Have we been able to?
We initiated a managed hunt in that park, I guess, about 2 years ago now. This would be its third year, I believe. And, you know, through that process, inviting hunters into the park under certain guidelines, we're reducing the deer population. Yeah.
So it's improving, but it's still a problem.
And any of those type of management operations for deer are ongoing. They continue to reproduce, so it's an ongoing process.
Well, I was just wondering about that because it presents the same sorts of issues that trying to maintain trails. You know, it's another, not only a maintenance problem, but in this case, you have to actually have a hunt. But my thinking is that we did get a letter from the Friends of Calathea, and they have said that they would agree to maintain the trail, said in a manner that will not cause erosion, and they even suggest a sign that the commission post a sign saying no riding after and during precipitation.
If we might look at one visual that we have that speaks to that issue.
Sure.
Barb, if you could pull the one up that shows the trail access recommended by the folks at Calathea. There was a letter that apparently came in yesterday and was distributed to staff for response. And attached to it was a map indicating those areas in the park that equestrians would like additional access to above and beyond what was negotiated with the various user groups.
Is that the map? Because I didn't get that as an attachment.
Yes, it is. I brought along copies of it, color copies, in case you hadn't. I noticed when I read the document yesterday, it referenced a map, and the map was not attached.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
So I made some effort to secure the map that had been attached to it, and Our staff made copies for your consideration. As I mentioned last time, we put a considerable amount of effort into negotiating consensus agreement amongst the various user groups. And it's somewhat troubling to find at the last moment one of the user groups stepping forward and asking for something beyond which, by and large, they had originally agreed to.
I wasn't privy to those, but I did read, I wasn't there for the hearing, but I did read the transcript of the hearing. There was testimony asking for equestrian trails. There was testimony opposing mountain bikes. There was testimony supporting mountain bikes.
That's true. What I find frustrating about the proposal that's on the table as delivered yesterday, and Barb, if you could bring up the visual. We were asked to participate in a number of walks here over the last week, recognizing that this was going to be a closed vote. We had a member of the council and his staff, as well as some of our own folks, out. We entered the park in all walks from the back corner of Calathea Farm through a gate. A gate that was installed by Calathea and not by park staff. A gate that park staff had requested remain locked to prevent equestrian access to trails that were recommended as hiking only as a result of your previous actions. And the lock is not there in a usable condition anymore. We installed signage on the blockhouse point side of that gate, reminding folks that entered the park from that location that these were hiking-only trails, and they continue to be not paid attention to. We regularly have equestrian-related damage in areas of the park that has waxed and waned over the years. During those periods when it gets really bad, we try to work with the manager at Calathea in order to lessen those impacts. When we were out there this past weekend, once again we're beginning to see some significant degradation occurring on trails that are currently open to hikers only.
I guess I was one of those people
yep.
who did, walk the trail with you, so.
What's frustrating for me is to hear on one hand promises of willingness to help, to participate, to be a partner, and yet the reality that we have had to face as staff over the years is something different. I've been doing this kind of work since 1983, come at this from a fairly well-educated background, and have a fairly good intuitive feel for what is workable and what is not. And I'm sorry to say that I don't see a way that we can make this work well. There is a history here that transcends some 20-plus years. And the record isn't good on the Calathea side of the fence. I find it somewhat ironic that in the letter that came in yesterday, they refer to themselves as the Friends of Blockhouse Point. From my perspective, it hasn't worked that way over the years. It's been a different type of relationship. I'll reiterate again that our efforts to promote park improvements center on not just what happens in a place like Blockhouse Point, but what happens system-wide. And as I mentioned, we, particularly over the last couple of years, as the chairman mentioned during Mike Riley's earlier presentation on CIP accomplishment rate, part of the reason the rate there is going up is because we're tending to focus more on balance and promoting stewardship in those areas of the park system where it's appropriate and development, conversely, in those areas where we can serve the highest recreational need.
that's a complex set of negotiations that takes place. And you're putting us at a disadvantage with the various user groups when we don't hold the line in a place like Blockhouse Point, where we have one of our finest quality natural areas in the entire park system.
Well, so, I think, John, you speak very eloquently to it, but, you know, it was brought to us as a master plan, not as a memorandum of understanding. And it's our job to look at it as a master plan. And this is very difficult. But here's what's difficult on the other side. Calathea is a horse farm, and it's been a horse farm. We're showing that we're going to maintain it as a horse farm, and yet we have this sort of disconnect in terms of how we're relating one property we own to the other property. So I'm not arguing with how difficult this is. We wouldn't all be sitting here. We wouldn't have had the last discussion. Everybody wouldn't have walked it and done all that if it weren't a very tough issue. But I feel that, one, I'm not supporting the friends. The map wasn't attached. I'm not supporting their suggestion of all of these trails being opened up to shared use of equestrian and hikers. I don't support that. But I do support their having, on a pilot plan basis, what they're maintaining it, access to the southernmost point of the Potomac, equestrian use there, with the restrictions of not being able to ride during rain, with our review in a year or so to see how it's gone, if there's been damage, or if it has actually been taken care of. And because it's delicate land, but it's not land that's not meant to be put to use and hasn't been put to use in this way for a long, long time. My suggestion would be to amend the master plan on page 19 when you talk about maintenance and the overlook on item number 6 and the volunteers on number 7 to say that extra maintenance would be required on the southern part that would be open on a pilot basis to equestrians. That in number 7, when you talk about volunteers, that the volunteers, whatever they call themselves, whether it's Friends of Calathea, Friends of Blockhouse, or just Friends, would be organized to monitor and give extra care to this conservation park. I would further modify the master plan.
Just as a procedural matter, I don't want to stop. Don't want prevention from making recommendations. We do have a motion pending that we adopt the recommendation as it exists.
I do understand. I just think
But I just wondered whether it made sense to figure out whether that was going to pass before we found out whether, or if you want to make a motion to amend it. I mean, I just don't know where.
I understand Commissioner Wellington doing is getting opposition to the motion and suggesting what she might offer. Carry. I think it's quite normal for us to do that, make those kind of statements, but not to be drawn out.
Okay, I only want to mention one other thing, which is that
on the table of notes.
This master plan notes that a separate plan will be drawn up for Calathea Farm at some future date. I think that should be done. They should be melded together, and this calls for just using the farmhouse for interpretive Civil War elements. I think we should expand that and also have a ecological environmental interpretive center, which would give instruction to everyone who's going to use the park about what is the appropriate etiquette, either equestrians or hikers, in terms of staying on the path, not picking wildflowers. There's a list of things, not for the equestrians, not going out in the rainy weather. And it would be an opportunity to use that as an educational facility. So that is the reason that I am not supporting the staff's recommendation and the motion.
Anybody else want to speak?
I second the motion, and I want to briefly explain why. I, I don't find this a difficult call at all. The fact that we own a horse farm next door doesn't a horse farm next to a conservation park for me does not change the fact that it's a conservation park. And I concur with what Allison suggested. If we didn't own the horse farm, we would be all over a private operator who said, well, I own a horse farm next door. You have to let me ride in the park. We would simply not give that credence. The fact that we own the horse farm doesn't change my analysis of what's appropriate in this park. But I have very, very deep concerns if we open this up. The notion that we're going to do it as an experiment strikes me as not. I just don't even know what that looks like. So if in fact the staff recommendation doesn't pass, then I think we have, and there's a motion to amend the staff report to be different. We got a long discussion because I've got a lot of concerns about what this experiment looks like. I also walked the trail. I don't have a trained eye on this, but it was a very good day. Most of the path was in nice shape, except places where there appeared to be what looked to me damage from horses. And I mean, there clearly had been horses because there was horse droppings, so that was clear. But it was also appeared to me that there were muddy dug-up places that looked to me, to the untrained eye, to be hoof marks. This was in under conditions that were superb. But just from looking at it, appeared to be areas. You had a picture up. I think that was saw that area as well. Maybe there's a seep under there. I can't tell. It hadn't just rained. It's not that the whole trail was muddy, but an area that sort of an indent. It gets dug up. The branches are low. It makes it a beautiful walking trail. But if you want horses, you're going to have to cut branches down, and you're going to have to change the experience in order to accommodate horses. Yes, horses are important to our economy. Yes, we want to support agriculture. Yes, we want to support horses. But just as we do in the smart growth, where we say smart growth means saying yes in some places and no in other places, this is one where I think we have to, the board has to, from time to time, say, yes, we're building in Matthew Henson. We're going to do it. That's a yes. But we have to also say no, because if we do not say no, we are not credible, and we will have trouble any time. I mean, from here on out, I think we will have a huge problem on credibility the next time we say yes, and the environmental community is in saying, when are you ever going to say no? We don't have an answer. We can't say, oh, well, for conservation parks. So this one is not hard for me. The staff got it right, and I absolutely support the motion.
Okay. Well, it is a hard one for me. Stewardship is a very critical part of our mission, and it clearly is one that the staff and the community take very seriously, and I applaud the staff for their very careful and thoughtful and comprehensive defense of the stewardship mission. But we are constantly having to make compromises between stewardship and access. We're not just about stewardship. We're also about providing service to the public, which means access to the park system. There are already equestrian trails in Blockhouse Point Park. The issue is not whether they're going to be equestrian trails. The issue is where are they going to be. There's one already shown on the staff map. The question is whether we're going to add another one or not. I don't know under what conditions I'll support addition of another trail, because unless we get to Commissioner Wellington's motion, we won't have to address that. But if we do get to it, then we will. The threat that the equestrians pose to this park, I think, is a question of still debate, which is why it's a difficult question for me. We're not talking about paving Blockhouse Point. Obviously, that would be a non-starter. We're talking about equestrians, horses having access to it on some basis. And I know there are many in the community who view the horses as a serious and grave threat to the conservation and archaeological values of the park, and there are others who say properly monitored and regulated, it's no threat at all. I'm not yet sure I know the answer. And I think this is a debate that's going on all over the country, because I just got back from the National Parks and Recreation Association conference, and one of the things I got to see was something called the Mount Rose Wilderness Area, which is, by any definition, ecologically way more fragile than anything we have in Montgomery County. It's too bad we don't have anything that fragile anymore. We don't, but they still have it out there. And for whatever reasons, that particular wilderness area does not allow mountain bikes, but it does allow equestrian access. I don't suggest that that has any bearing on what we do here. I only suggest that it shows that this is still an open question that's not been fully resolved. So I am interested in seeing whether there is a compromise. And so I will not support the motion, because I want to see what Commissioner Wellington has to offer.
Well, with considerable reluctance, I will not support the motion. I think there's several levels of issues here. I appreciate the need for consensus. I appreciate it when it works. But it's a problem we have in other master plans. The board ultimately has to make the decision the board ultimately has to make. Policy decisions on a lot of complicated issues. And I've been over the trail. I know there is one stretch that's muddy. The rest of it's in fairly good shape. And I think I would disagree with the staff in terms of not adding to the equestrian experience. I think the view at the end of that trail is probably one of the unique views in the Washington area. So the question is then, are we saying to equestrians, well, you'll kind of right up to the house, up to the fence in Calathea Farm, and you'll tie your horses up at the old hitching post, or one rider will hold the horses and the other people will walk out to the end of the trail, and then they walk back and get back on your horses, and you won't have an equestrian experience. At this point, I'm not prepared to say that, but so I think I am where the chairman is, which is that I will not support the motion. I think clearly we're going to need some more specific concerns about regulation and monitoring here. And I will be frank to the equestrian community that I share the concern that if there's a ride to the southernmost outlook, that there's going to be a temptation to ride on the other trails. I think that's one of the staff's strongest arguments. So this clearly can't be done on a permanent basis. There's going to be problems of monitoring. Those need to be thought more than we've had time to do here, or that have been a matter of our focus here. But if the other trails end up being ridden on, or there's problems with this one trail, then the access to the park is going to be terminated. Pure and simple. So this is not a permanent decision. It's an experiment in which we're looking for, in essence, empirical results to tell us a little bit more carefully whether this is reasonable or whether we're dealing with perhaps undue expectations on one side or the other. So I will not support the motion. That does not mean at this point, I think the chair, speak for myself, that I'm saying, all right, you go out and you ride on it tomorrow, because we're not there yet in terms of how this would be handled.
All right, the motion is to endorse the staff recommendation. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Perdue and Commissioner Bryant opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Robinson and Wellington and the chairman, so the motion fails. Floor is open for any other motions that anyone wants to make.
Well, I would move approval of the Conservation Park Master Plan with a modification, which is that, and I'm pro- probably need technical help describing the trail, but that the trail that, do you want to put up the map again, please? That originates, I think, at Calathea Farm. That's not it. Oh, yeah. It originates at Calathea Farm and then goes, I think that's southern, it's the southernmost. It starts there, go down to the...
I need my glasses.
Okay. Go down and go straight down to, yeah, to that trail. I think that's the southernmost. Be a shared use trail for hikers and equestrians. And that be available on a pilot basis. Now, once again, like my colleague, Mr. Robinson, I don't know at what point you are implementing the master plan. It would only become available at the time of implementation, so the pilot would run from that time. I agree with him. We're not just opening it up right now. We're only opening up to the extent you're opening up other trails. It would be a one-year pilot, and we would incorporate into the language of the master plan at page 19 where maintenance is discussed. I'm just looking at page 19. First, number 6 formalizes the location of two sites overlooking the Potomac. These overlooks should be monitored and maintained on a regular basis to minimize impacts to highly erodible soils, native plants, river rock outcrops, and cultural resources. Actually, that language can remain the same, but it has to be reevaluated by staff in light of what kind of maintenance and monitoring would be needed for that portion that is open to horses. And then in terms of number 7, a program for the rate and routine monitoring and maintenance of trails should be established. The program should be supervised by staff and primarily manned by volunteers. And I think you should say including the Friends of Blockhouse Point and other friends groups who are interested in helping in the park. It says the program should promote stewardship of the park's natural and cultural resources. Now, in terms of just describing limits that should be placed on the trail, one, of course, there should be signage. And I can't describe to you all the things that should be put on there, but definitely the part about no riding, either after precipitation or during a time period of precipitation. And I will look to your expertise as to how exactly you would word that. Then finally, as I mentioned earlier on page 24, when is the timetable for looking for a plan for Calathea? It says some future date.
There is currently nothing in the department's work program that speaks to that issue.
So, although, okay, well, it says should focus on maintaining the property as a publicly owned horse farm. Consider the possibility, should consider developing an interpretive center that would focus on the role of Montgomery County in the Civil War and also be an education center about the ecology of Blockhouse and Calathea and other conservation and fragile sites within Montgomery County. And that education should be, you know, practical. It should tell hikers and equestrians do's and don'ts when they use these trails. The things I described before, stay on the trail, what you're supposed to do, I guess, with your, you know, wrappers, if you take any food with you, whether you can have a cookout, cookouts are banned, and then the kinds of weather conditions, as we described earlier. And I'm sure there are other things, but that is my motion.
Well, before I didn't,
maybe because I wasn't listening close enough, hear exactly which trail you were opening up, which is pretty critical.
Okay, yes, it's I think it's the southern one. Yes, here it goes. That's it. all the way to the Potomac, right? That, just that one.
So from the point
from the
over
entrance
the river
of the farm, yes.
To the entrance of the farm.
Yes.
And that is an entrance to the farm there at the top, where if someone could use the pointer again, show me that that's an entrance to Calathea.
Right, there's a gate there.
There's a gate there. And who controls the gate?
Well, that was the location I mentioned where the Friends of Blockhouse Point installed a gate on their own.
I understood your motion to be not to limit the access to people that who use people who board or whatever at Calathea Farm, but to any equestrian.
That's
that
right.
Trail.
And this.
So then that would have to that would only work if the gate basically disappears, or at least is openable by others than Calathea.
I mean, it's a public. It's all one public land. It's not. The gate's not locked. It's
we're going to have the gate open and closed to keep the.
Can we just get an answer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we want the staff.
Who owns the gate? Who controls the gate? Anybody know?
We will eventually. But.
I would think we should, as owners of the property, but the gate was installed by Calathea Farm.
And it is a gate that leads to a pasture, so the pasture is filled with horses. So there is a concern that.
That's a problem.
You can't leave the gate open or horses go.
Nor could a visiting equestrian simply walk into the pasture.
Right.
In order to access the gate. You can't bring a strange horse into a pasture with a bunch of other horses. That's not going
to
work.
There would need to be modifications to the current fencing at Calathea Farm in order to create essentially a thoroughfare that would originate in the gravel parking lot next to the barn, traverse the pasture, and enter Blockhouse Point Conservation Park. With gates laterally that would open up onto the one large and one small pasture that were created. So, again, I see puzzlement.
You would divide.
No, I'm not puzzled. It sounds like this needs more work.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
So I guess I'm a little unclear on what adopting this recommendation, this motion, would mean. Tomorrow, would it be okay for someone to ride on that trail? I won't ask you. I'll ask Meredith. So,
I did respond to that. I already said no. No, I said it wouldn't be open. I said whenever, as I said in my motion, I'll just repeat it. I said that whenever this is implemented.
So when would
it, at what point will this master plan be ready? Were you planning to put this into effect?
You're not preventing the people that are riding horses in the other parts of the park riding the horses on the trails that are otherwise designated in the master plan.
One question at a time. Let them answer Meredith's question, which is when would this be implemented? I assumed as soon as we voted.
That's what I would have been.
But let's get the answer from staff.
We have a formal work program in trails that you approve on a biannual basis.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that this would enter the queue. You, as policymakers, have the luxury of putting this at the head of the line or having it fall in behind everything else.
That's not the issue. The issue is tomorrow we approve the master plan. There are trails where people can hike. There are trails that it's not contested where there can be horses. We approve the plan. On the trails that are not contested, a horse can ride on that trail tomorrow once we approve the master plan. It doesn't have to wait for you to go out and do an engineering study.
I'm not saying that it does.
That's the question I'm asking.
What I'm suggesting to you is, based upon some of the issues that have already popped up here today, we could obviously not open up the overlook to equestrian access, particularly since you're also suggesting the public at large be permitted to do this, open up that overlook to equestrian access tomorrow. We have a gate that...
Fair enough.
There's signage issues. We currently do not have a maintenance program in place in the Shady Grove sub-area of the northern region to address the creation of an equestrian trail on the site.
I would think there are also other issues about cost, because you're talking about now trying to implement a concept that is in conflict with the reality of what's out there. So in order to get around, get that concept implemented, you're talking about additional dollars. And you're also talking about modifying and understanding in terms of the maintenance agreement with volunteers for another concept, a new concept. And also, from my perspective, when you say that you're piloting a program, that means that you have to have some criteria that's being established and that's out there, and that's what you're going to measure the success of the program against. And if the program fails, there has to be penalties. And so it's very easy to talk in terms of let's pilot something, but it's a lot more difficult to put a pilot into place and to implement it.
So well, I think that's a key point that goes to Meredith's motion. She was trying to write the pilot program, I think, into the master plan. I think that master plan would have to provide just in general terms that if this trail is going to be open, assuming we vote that the trail is going to be open to equestrians, that then we'll develop a pilot program that's addressing some of the issues that we're discussing here. We'll come bring it back for board review, but that the horses can't go out and ride it there tomorrow. And it might very well be that when you come back and you show us all the technical problems of running a pilot program,
so
that it might fall of its own weight.
Well,
I mean, that's very possible.
Can I review the bidding here?
Yeah.
As I saw the map, you know, the purple shared trail goes all the way up to the point there, and then it comes down through the parking lot, and then it gets wider. Right. And what you're saying is that, as I understood it, you need to move the part of the purple line that's on in the Calathea Farm.
Is that the purple line within Calathea Farm?
Yes, it's the purple line within Calathea.
That does not exist, no.
Is it programmed to exist?
No.
It is suggested as something that we would do as part of the...
It's an idea.
Yeah, it's an idea that would...
So then you'd be putting fencing along that purple line in any event.
So that would be the public trail. Yeah, so okay, I'm sorry, my memory's free. But so the point was to go ahead and approve that, and that was a public shared use trail, and the difference is that the purple line comes down. And
So your motion you might really want to make is that the trail that has now been outlined by the pointer several times,
yes,
should be made available to the public as an equestrian trail at a future point, subject to terms and conditions that would adequately protect, serve the stewardship mission, and provide reasonable access. And those terms and conditions are to be approved by the board at a later point. So then
yes,
the master plan would be done, and the master plan would sort of have this loose end in it that before equestrians could actually use it, they'd have to come back to us with an approval of the terms and conditions.
Which is
and
the pilot. That's the pilot part of it.
Here.
Can I just get a little clarification on the pilot notion? I want to go back to staff. The only way there could be public access is... I take it not only build the purple trail, but it's currently through pastures, so it would have to be fenced. And
that's what I was referring to. Also, in deference...
Just stop. Okay, hang on. So in order for there to be public access, there would have to be from your description, a non-trivial capital investment in a trail that would go through Calathea.
Yeah.
Correct.
To me, is flat out at odds with the notion that this is a pilot, that we're going to invest a lot of money in make capital investments and then see if it works. I mean, you're either going to put the money in it or you're not, but the notion that you're going
to
put...
With all due regard to the staff and the commissioner, the purple line is on
exactly.
The master plan.
That's already there.
It's there as a permanent purple line. So...
Maybe the only purple line we ever get.
It's fenced because you're having the public going down that purple line. If it's not going to be fenced, why is it there? Is it intended just to mark a pasture boundary, or is it intended to mark something that people are actually going to be riding over in any event?
The discussion that was held with the manager of the facility at Calathea was that that trail would be located in that location in order to provide emergency access in the event anyone was ever injured out hiking around or attempting to climb on the overlook areas.
But emergency access wouldn't require fencing.
Well, that's not what the plan says. I mean, it's...
The fence is there to keep the horses in the pasture,
and
I assume.
Again, I'll remind the planning board, the current plan before you is for Blockhouse Point. We have not prepared a plan for Calathea.
Good point.
Well, you have prepared a map, and that is the map. And the map showed the purple line, which is a public, shared-use, hiker-equestrian-only trail. That's what it says right here on that.
I can maybe explain how that trail would come to be. Basically, once we own Calathea Farm, there will be need to be some adjustment made to the current fencing out there because of our environmental guidelines. The horses currently have access to pasture that fall within those environmental guidelines, and we wouldn't want that to continue. So those fences in a number of places would be moved and pulled back. The idea for that trail was the fences would be moved back far enough that it would allow 6 to 8 foot additional width outside of the fence, the new pasture fence, that would then accommodate the trail being outside of the pasture and also outside of the
environmental sensitive
areas.
But that's not something that has been done,
and I don't anticipate that would be something that would be done in the near future. It would be something really left, I think, to once we own Calathea Farm. I'm not even sure when that happens.
Still a couple years out. 6 years.
Because, I mean, we're not going to be moving fences on land that's not ours. And it is going to involve a considerable amount of capital outlay. I'm not sure what the cost of fencing is, but to do an area that size is... That's not something that's going to happen within the next couple of years, I guess. At least that wasn't ever, I think, in our minds for that to happen sooner rather than later.
It says it a date in the near future. That's...
Well, within the near future, within the context of the work program that you approve, either through the capital program or the trails work program.
That's 5 years.
I was going to make the point.
All deliberate speed.
I was going to make the point how do I say this? When I discussed this issue with the farm manager, George Senstack, he was under the impression that if, in fact, the motion to allow access to the overlooks carried, and you did decide to allow the general public to access the overlook through the farm, that permission would need to be granted by him on a case-by-case basis. There's currently a lease that's been negotiated with Calathea that establishes the relationship and the parameters of that relationship between park and planning and the entity that operates the facility. I was not involved in any aspect of negotiating that lease, and it's just something that I'm not sure. I just can't speak to those issues.
So I'm still a tad confused as to what the intent is. It's that there be public access, but at such time as there's public access through Calathea, or we're back to just if you're on Calathea, you get to go?
Well, let's go over it, yeah, because we've had a lot of discussion. And my original motion was to move to approve the Conservation Master Plan with the following change, which was to add that line through the trail through Calathea that starts at Calathea and ends at the southernmost point at the Potomac is a shared-use trail. That continues to be my motion. When in moving to approve the plan, I am incorporating the map that shows this now, as of now, not built shared path. I am also I mean, this isn't an implementation document. This is a master plan. I am also, as I said, I added the phrase about the maintenance to include, you know, mentioning the different friends groups. But the point really was that your standards are fine in here. We don't have to change those. It's the proper stewardship as you see it. It's just that by adding equestrian use, you're going to have to work with the friends and figure out what has to be done and monitor to keep it at the level you think it should be at.
Well, we will have to change the character of the trail. Right now, the trail that you've designated as for hiker-equestrian use is built and maintained to hiker-only standards.
Well, as I said, I consider that an implementation issue, and that's something you said you'd bring back to us, because I think that's a... And in addition, I suggested an amendment that when you look at an interpretive center, you not just make it possibly, but you definitely make it a Civil War interpretive center and an ecology education center.
So
that's my motion.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Let me get a clarification.
Now we're on the motion.
Because I'm a little confused, even more so now.
Okay.
Because I thought I understood you to say that what you would expect the staff to do as part of their implementing it is to work out language that talks in terms of bringing the various groups together, and you identify the groups. I thought that's how we got this document in the first place, from bringing various groups together. They reached a compromise, and the staff, in fact, then put that compromise in the form of the master plan that we were supposed to be voting on. So how are we going to bring together again these same groups that we've just shafted? I'm sorry, that's the wrong term. The same groups that we did not acknowledge their contributions in the first place. So we're saying...
These were just groups that want to help with maintenance.
But I thought that a part of the groups that wanted to help with maintenance... Not just the equestrian groups, but also environmental groups.
Yeah, they're
conservationists also.
Well, they can be involved if they want to be involved, but I think that what we're struggling with here and why it's not clear that this is a done deal as some people may think it is because we have to work out, can we make this work? We might not be able to make it work. So the first thing is controlling access at a reasonable point. Equestrian community's got to be on notice that this is the only trail. If they go elsewhere in the same vicinity, then they're out from the whole area.
But that's back to Allison's point that I just wanted to understand. Well, they're out. I don't know what that means.
I understand the motion to be, the core of the motion is to designate that trail as a shared use trail, implementation of that decision to follow. And that's Commissioner Wellington is saying is, as a policy, if that motion carries, the policy of the board is that that trail should be a shared use trail, notwithstanding that it was not part of the original compromise. And she's leaving the specifics to be worked out, and there are a lot of specifics that would have to be worked out, including how do you get access to Calathea, how is it maintained, does it have to be upgraded to equestrian standards or not. And I also heard a motion to be that all of those things are to be worked out by the staff and then brought back to the board for final approval.
That's right.
Rather than normally, though, most of those are things staff would do on their own. She's saying, in this case, it's got to come back to the board before the actual equestrian use, before the actual shared use begins. Is that
That's
fair?
That's right. And then after that, I'm thinking we'd have a pilot.
Okay, so the motion has to be with the caveat that even after all that is done, there is no guarantee that it would be a shared use trail forever, because it might turn out that we can't make it work.
That's right.
The motion is that it be a shared use trail, not that it be a temporary shared use trail.
No, it's to be a shared use trail. It comes as part of the implementation when they bring it back to us. But part of the motion
that
does
it
come back to us.
Trail.
Yeah.
That's what's your point? Is that it?
And you better say convert it.
Well,
to
no, I'm just saying.
Convert it to a shared
I'm
use trail.
I'm saying it
trail.
Is a shared use trail, but the implementation will come back to us, and we will decide if it can be implemented. We can always undo it.
Then would the commissioner accept as a friendly amendment shared use trail subject conditions if you're consistent with conservation ops.
Yes, because that is already in the master plan, so certainly I'll accept that. That's what I was just saying.
Under conditions, terms and conditions.
Yes, I accept
that. If terms and conditions fail, then...
Staff understand the motion?
One additional point of clarification.
What I need to know is with the staff...
Okay,
yeah, if you don't understand the motion, then tell us.
Except for one aspect.
Okay.
You've been using the term shared use. We need a qualifier at the end. Is it shared use... hiker equestrian only, or shared use for hiker
shared
equestrian?
Use hiker equestrian only.
All right.
Okay.
That's the purple. It's like another purple
right.
line.
Staff indicates they understand the motion, and there's a second. Any further discussion? Don't see any. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
The chair votes aye, so by a 3-2 vote, Commissioner Robinson, Wellington, and Chairman Berlage voting in favor. The motion carries. And before we break for lunch, I am adding to the agenda at the end of the afternoon a proposed closed session to discuss disposition of real property. So we
may
to go a little bit into the dinner hour.
Can I get one just further clarification?
Sure.
I think it was said, but until such time as there's an implementation, these trails remain... It remains closed to
it
a
remains
place.
Remains
right.
Closed.
That was my understanding.
Okay. That close. It's currently being used by equestrians, or else they're deer that are have daily horse droppings. What are we supposed to make? This is an implementation issue for staff.
Staff is assuming that your board-approved 1989 trail plan for Blockhouse Point is still in effect.
That's right. That's right.
Which
so the horses should not be there.
That's right, and that's a budgetary issue that we can talk about tonight.
Should be back on the gate.
Yep.
And other things.
Yeah, that's what it means to me because, in terms of the presentation, it talked in terms of the gate having been put there by the owners of Calathea and not us, and the purpose for the gate and the lot was to prevent access to the trail. So we're saying that this is not yet implemented.
That's right.
Then the lock should go back on that gate.
Well, whatever you've been doing, it should be done. You know.
Except that's just part of the problem. Because what should have been done is that a lock should have been on the gate. And that's been violated. And in fact, I didn't want to introduce this, but I said, I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier for our discussions about the citations. Because I'm sure that had an influence in terms of this discussion, too, to some extent. But in any event, the idea is that we ought to go back to the way it was supposed to be, not the way it was, because the access is
gotten
right
now. Staff
should
do it. Staff should. Yeah, that's why I said it. We can talk about this in the budget tonight.
Why don't we get a written report on the status of the gate and whether the current master plan is being adhered to or not? And
well, we know that it's not.
I mean, we've acted on the item that's in front of us, so this is all afterthought, which is fine. There's nothing to decide, but why don't you, you've heard the inquiry, why don't you, in the short run, get us some information about that. We will reconvene at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
On this map, we see the...